This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it here. All right, so the state of discourse in America. The state of discourse in America. I want to take a moment and I got so many headlines here today, and I decided they all fit into one category here. The lack of civility, the lack of respect, the lack of decorum. And it is amazing to me. It is absolutely amazing to me that the left would lecture anyone when it comes to civility and language and comments. Oh, we can't have our children around this, they would say about Donald Trump. Really? Let me tell you something. Donald Trump has nothing on people like Peter Fonda or Brian Sims. Fonda, I'll get back to what a piece of work he is. He should crawl back in his hole in Montana and stay there. But a Democratic state lawmaker in Pennsylvania took to social media to welcome, if you will, in quotation marks, welcome Vice President Mike Pence yesterday. By giving him the finger on social media. This is just the class of Brian Sims, Democrat from Philadelphia. Pence came to town for a fundraising event of the Republican Governors Association. Sims, who's 39, and the first openly gay state senator, apparently saw an opportunity to please his base of supporters. Official welcome. And he gave him a finger and, you know, thank you, said some of his followers. We need more of this. No, we don't. We need a lot less of this. Your mother must be proud. Brian, your mother must be proud of your behavior. I mean, really? And we talk about what we're telling the children and how we're talking about the discourse. You want kids to behave? Well, then don't act like a petulant child yourself. As far as Peter Fonda goes, what a piece of work this guy is. What a piece of work this guy is. He tweeted out the most vulgar attacks on Melania Trump and the First Family. We should rip Barron Trump from his mother's arms and put him in a cage with pedophiles and see if mother will stand up against the giant a-hole she is married to. 90 million people in the streets on the same weekend in the country. Put him in, and it gets worse from there. And you could say, well, let's boycott Peter Fonda. Well, not much to boycott. I mean, let's be honest. Peter Fonda had one successful movie ever. It was in the 1960s. It was called Easy Rider. Since then, nothing. But again, this is part of the discourse today. How about this one? I hate white people, says a woman before attacking pastors on a bus. That happened in Maryland. Kimberly Jordan, Silver Spring, charged with racial harassment, obstruction, and second-degree assault due to her alleged offensive and physically painful antics. The African-American woman attacking white people on the bus saying, I hate white people. And again, this is all, to me, part of the how far down we've gone in just talking to one another. In the day and age of smartphones, in a way to communicate more effectively than we ever have, as far as the human race goes, and we're worse at it than we've ever been. We demean, we insult, we attack, we marginalize, we label. We use language. I mean, when the C word got used recently, that's because the F bomb doesn't mean anything anymore. It's been used so much, the F bomb doesn't shock anybody anymore. Peter Fonda used a particularly striking insult in a couple of his tweets. I won't even get to because I'm not sure where it falls in the scale of things, but it's not something I think I've ever heard anybody say in public, particularly referring to women in a shocking way, to say the least, referring to Melania Trump. And but it's okay, I suppose, to attack women as long as they're not liberal women. Attacking conservative women, just fine. But you look at the discourse in America today, and I'm appalled. And we do need to clean up our act a bit if we expect to make any progress anywhere. So many strange things going on, though. A West Point grad who posed in a picture holding a cap. He's in a picture, right? He's got his white dress military hat in his hand, flipped over. And inside the hat, it says, "Communism will win." And he snuck that picture in with a power fist being held up. Spencer Rapone, he also showed other pictures where he had ripped open the front of his uniform and he was wearing a Che Guevara t-shirt underneath his military uniform. Che Guevara, of course, a communist, Marxist, murderer, a thug who murdered innocent people, knowing full well they're innocent. Just saying, in a revolution, you can't always take time to figure out who's innocent and who's not. That's great, Che. Nice guy. But Spencer Rapone has been thrown out of the U.S. military after top brass at Fort Drum's 10th Mountain Division accepted his resignation after an earlier warning for conduct unbecoming an officer. He is leaving the military with an other than honorable discharge. Then he stood outside the base and took another picture for social media of him giving the base the finger. I think our vetting process might need to be tightened up a wee bit. But how far have we gone? Here's another one. Here's how far we've gone off the rails when it comes to conversations and dealing. An Indiana woman charged with dragging a nail salon employee with her car because she didn't like the job they did. Charlie Fowler, reportedly in a mental health who is a mental health therapist. This woman tries to help other people. Charged with felony, criminal recklessness. Because she was angry over a $30 nail appointment on Saturday when the 28-year-old said she was unhappy with the nails done at Diamond Nails and Spa in Valparaiso, Indiana. Got in an argument. And refused to have a redo of the nails. She got into her BMW and began backing out of the parking lot. Fowler told police she was planning to wait in her car while police were heading to the nail salon where the employees began beating on her window. She added that she slowly drove to a nearby restaurant, but she was dragging people. Surveillance video shows a different scene unfolding. Police said the video showed Fowler backing out of the parking lot before the employees reached her car. One male employee was then dragged across the lot by Fowler. What the hell's wrong with us? It's time to bring it down a notch or two, boys and girls. It's time to have some civil discourse. I don't agree with a lot of things that go on, but, let's stop flipping people off on social media. Let's stop using language that's offensive to anyone that can't be... If you can't say it in front of your grandmother or your children, then it's not appropriate. All right? Clean up your act. 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show.